Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that a Christian should be the hardest worker found on the job. Let's continue with that subject today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Every word of God is very intentional. So God meant every word that we're reading here, he intended it to be there. He wanted it to be there. And because the Word of God is an eternal book, it'll never be removed. That's why his Word is settled in heaven. I believe, personally, it's my personal belief, that throughout all eternity we'll be studying the Word of God and learning so much more that we could not understand, even in this life, even of the best men, sincere, faithful men, men of God, and yet did not get this. Okay, so exhorting servants to be obedient employees unto their own masters or to their own employers, and to please them well in all things, not answering again. One of the things that I've said over the years is that the Christian should be the hardest worker on the job. You should work harder than try to outwork everybody. Not just show them up, but to show forth Christ in you. And so, strongly urge fellow Christians, strongly urge if you're a parent, your children, to be this way. Starts in school. Strongly urge them in their academics. And it's very important to God. And therefore, it's a matter of accountability at the judgment seat of Christ. Did you realize that? How you work in relation to your employer is an area of accountability at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, some of these may be single adults, especially since there were rules about marrying one in the household. Sometimes these guys would go to work for a master, you know, in that day. And the master has bought him as a slave, owns him as a slave. So he may meet the master's daughter, and the daughter loves him, and he loves the daughter, and he wants to marry. But there's something with it. Maybe they do get married. And they have children. But because he still belongs to that master, he had a decision to make whether or not he would continue to work for the master when his time of servitude was up. And if he did, because that was the master's daughter, and therefore her children became the ownership, became the property of the master, even though it was just his grandchildren, he could take them back. And it's interesting here because it says, you servants, you know, the Greek word here is doulos. The Apostle Paul called himself a doulos, often referred to himself as the doulos of Christ. It is defined and clearly understood in that day that a doulos was a slave who was under the permanent relationship of servitude to a lord or master. That's why Paul called himself a permanent servant in servitude to the Lord and Savior, the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. But there were others who were servants, but different kinds. For example, we talk about deacons. I remember the first time, as a matter of fact, if you look on our website at centralbaptistsocala.org, book list by Andrew Bloom, you will see one that talks about biblical church structure. And one of the things we talk about is deacons in there. It comes from the Greek word diakonos. Do you know what that word has behind as a definition? What it meant in that day particularly? Of running through the dust. And the reason I had that meeting, because this guy mainly was an errand runner. As an errand runner, he might take messages of a master to the other employees. He may do things business-wise that would do with various things business-wise. He may have to see that a load of wool was taken somewhere. Maybe something else was taken somewhere. And he was responsible. He did that. He was a diakonos. He was an errand runner. He did what the master wanted him to do. And he did that for him. He did not take authority of the master, but he worked in the master's authority. So again, sometimes involved taking care of the household, some of the business aspects. He was over others, but under the Lord, the master. A steward was also one in that day who was charged by the owner, the Greek word. As a matter of fact, the Greek word is economos, or in some pronounce it different ways, okay, oikonomos, but either way, it is translated steward. An overseer of all the Lord's property, but he was still responsible. You know, that is one of the things of a pastor. He is an overseer, but it's the Lord's work. If you read Hebrews 13, 7, verse 7 and 17, that pastor's going to give an account. James 3, verse 1, lets us know that he has the greater condemnation, the greater responsibility. And so, there were guys that were stewards. Joseph had that position in Pharaoh's kingdom, the Egyptian kingdom there. He was answerable to Pharaoh, but he was second only to Pharaoh, but he was second to Pharaoh. He was answerable to him. Onesimus was a man who was a doulos of Philemon. Philemon had a right when Onesimus had escaped that if he got caught, when he had left him, if he got caught, to beat him, to imprison him. In some cases, could even kill him. He could have killed Onesimus. Onesimus had escaped. He went to Rome. He got saved under a prisoner, a guy named Paul, the apostle. He witnesses to him. He gets saved. And Paul wrote a letter that we call the Book of Philemon today of loving intercession, since Philemon had the right to really punish him. Now, I think it's good when Christians will seek to get a wayward Christian back to God, back to God's house, back to a way of righteousness. And when other people are offended that guy, why bring that guy back? Why bring that lady back? You're going to work with them and get them there to help them to be what they ought to be. And so, Paul was helping Onesimus to get accepted back because now he was more than just a doulos. He was a better man and would be better for Philemon. He is now a new creature in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says. So this is an admonition to any saved person, regardless if your employer is saved or unsaved. Work hard. Give your best. Let them know you do what you do because you represent Jesus Christ. You're willing to go the extra mile because you're representing the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And that's important because if you don't, then your behavior is not that which becometh holiness, which is the theme of this book, and this book is directing us to do. That these behaviors, how we work, how we talk, the interaction, everything reflects a behavior that becomes holiness. Now, a lot of these things that we've read here, wives in subjection to their husbands and husbands loving their wives and the aged men and aged ladies and young men, and now these things with servants. These are practical things, but that's doctrine. Because it's taught in the Bible, it's doctrine. Whatever the Bible teaches, especially when it teaches us to do or not to do, that's doctrine. And so when we obey, that is becomes behavior that becometh holiness. Now, think of this. A doulos. Kind of like the lowest form of a servant. You know, I mean, he was owned. He was an owned slave. A doulos, as we talked about earlier, he marries the master's daughter, and they have children. His time of servitude is up. He wants to leave, but if he does, his wife and children stay with the master. And so he says, I love my wife, I love my children, I love my master, I love working for him, I love what I have here. I mean, he was free to go, but he may lose that. And so he did not want to be consumed in the will of another. That's what he said. The Apostle Paul calls himself a doulos. He had no will to do of his own, but the will of God for his life. You see, your will that drives you must be the will of God as a Christian. That's what Paul did. You know, in that day, this doulos, when he decided, I love my master, I love my wife, and I don't want to be separate from that, they would take an awl and drive it through the ear. And that would be a sign to all people that he was a doulos, belonged to a certain master.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.